In episode 502 of the Primal Potential podcast, I talk about lessons I've learned in 4 years of business that beautifully apply to life in general. And one of the most valuable is the importance of embracing the mundane. It's so easy to get excited about a fresh start. And it's so easy to avoid doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it. On the flip side, it is entirely transformative to do what is right because it's right, whether you want to or not. And every day presents countless opportunities to practice that. For example, I am up in Maine at my family's beach house this weekend for some birthday celebrations. And sure, it would be easy to cut loose and relax. I'd absolutely prefer to sleep in and not work than get up early and spend my days working. But I'm not looking for easy. I'm looking for progress. I'm looking to make myself proud. Yeah, it would be easy to throw caution to the wind and eat whatever I want this weekend because birthdays. But that wouldn't make me feel my best, and it wouldn't make me be my best. And I've certainly done that before, and it doesn't feel good. Whether it's Tuesday or it's Saturday, whether I'm home or away from home, whether it's a holiday or not, I begin my days by asking and answering, how will I make myself proud today? Today, it involves getting up at 5 a.m. and working. It includes working on my book, even though it's not easy, even though there are a lot of distractions around. It means not having the breakfast my mom made because, quite simply, I'm not hungry. It means visualizing my very best life with positive anticipation instead of feeling frustrated that there's still work to be done. It means getting in a workout because that will make me feel great even though I don't feel like it beforehand. It means drinking water instead of alcohol and going to bed at a reasonable time instead of staying up late. Every day it means something a little different, but those are some of the things it means to me today. Though I skipped my mom's breakfast, I had a great meal once I got hungry later in the morning. I topped an avocado with some ground sausage, cauliflower rice, and hemp hearts. I talk all about hemp hearts in a recent episode of the podcast. Don't miss that one. A few hours later, I had a packet of Artisana coconut butter that I had brought up with me. These are a go-to when I am away from home and I don't feel like cooking or cleaning up. Just out of curiosity today, I checked the pricing to compare them between Thrive Market and Amazon. A 10-pack on Amazon is $23.74 as of today, and the same 10-pack is $16.99 on Thrive Market. So as somebody who gets really excited when I find a penny on the ground, I'm really excited to save more than $6 on these coconut butter packets. I went out to dinner with my mom and her husband and had an amazing Cobb salad. This place has the best salads, and it was worth every single bite. I kept my workout really simple today. In the morning, I did some bodyweight work with hip thrusts and push-ups, and later in the afternoon, after the storms passed through, I went for a couple-mile run. That's it. Here is to making today and every day amazing.